We are talking today about a topic that is, it's massive. It's one that we could easily, if we wanted to, spend probably this month going through different perspectives on bitachon. Our plan today is to really try and outline the mahalach of the Ramban on bitachon. There are, part of the challenge is like this. There are svarim, Chovos HaLevavos, let's say, has a section. Chovos HaLevavos, all about bitachon. People that have those kinds of discussions, it's very clear. So it's a systematic discussion, I can learn those prakim, and suddenly I have a pretty good handle of where things are at. The Ramban is one of the more important Baalei Machshava, but the nature of his writings are that it's spaced out all over the place. He can write about it in his Peirush Al Torah, about Avim Avinu, or about the Meraglim, as we'll see, about going to doctors, in Parsha Shoftim, the Ramban, throughout, you know, you're in the double digits of Rambans. You're trying just to piece it together, and it's all part of a larger picture that Be'ezra Hashem will be able to start developing. And the Ramban, because of how prolific he was in his writings, it also relates to some of the things he writes in Sefer HaMitzvos. It relates to some things he writes in his papers all over the place. To piece these things together requires like a pretty good understanding of a lot of different Rambans. And we're gonna tshuvas of the Ramban. We're gonna try our best today to give a nice overview of the Ramban's approach. There are here and there, you know, some questions that Achronim even ask, like a stira between this Ramban and that Ramban. As a whole, we'll note some of those things, but we're gonna try and put it together, the mahalach of the Ramban. We'll see if next week we're interested in a broader sort of overview of other perspectives on bitachon and bitachon and neshtadlus. But today we're gonna Beikar focus on that of the Ramban, and the Ramban's is really elements of it are I guess for lack of a better word somewhat extreme, and we're going to see that many of the Rishonim don't necessarily even buy into everything that the Ramban talks about. But let's try and go. We pointed out a Ramban when we had Shir last week, and it's a Ramban that I think is already gets us thinking that he's someone who takes bitachon very, very seriously, and someone that takes bitachon to somewhat of an extreme. Ramban writes in his Peirush Al Torah and Bereishis Yud Beis Yud, V'dok Yav Mavinu Chet Chet Gedola B'shkaga Shehevi Ishod. Av Mavinu, says the Ramban, when he went down, there was a Ra'av in Eretz Yisrael, and Av Mavinu went down to Mitzrayim. He went down to Mitzrayim with Sarah Imenu and said, Sarah, say, Imrina Achosi Ad Leman Yitavli Ba'avureich. All of that, says the Ramban, is rooted in a chait of bitachon. That Avraham Avinu, whatever that means, the darga that Avraham Avinu was at, we spoke about this a little bit last week, but the Ramban understands that Avraham Avinu, through the choice to go and leave Eretz Yisrael, that was an act of a pigam in his bitachon. Many of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, Peirush Al Torah, and many others, understand it's not true at all. That's classic Ein Somchin Al Hanes. That's classic being responsible, not relying on miracles. The Ramban does not invoke Ein Somchin Al Hanes here. The Ramban understands that Avram should have been on a madrega in which his bitachon, there was no need to go down to Mitzrayim. We don't know for the Ramban here, is this a unique Avram Avinu kind of an idea? Is this something relevant to Stam, the average Jew, that his trust in God wouldn't demand going down? But the Ramban there already, we see elements of bitachon is something which is taken very, very seriously. The Ramban is Peirush Al Torah in Bamidbar Yud Dalet Gimel understands similarly. This was part of what was behind the Chet HaMeraglim. Sending Meraglim before we go into Eretz Yisrael seems like a very responsible thing to do. You're about to go conquer a land. So, what's going on? Klal Yisrael wants to engage in some form of Hishtadlus. So they want to send Meraglim there who can be there in order to make sure that everything is the Seder, everything's going to be okay. What's the best way to conquer it? How do we do it? So Ramban understands there as well that part of what was going on was a chisaron in the Ribbono Shel Olam's capacity. A chisaron in the Ribbono Shel Olam's ability that they didn't really understand how much bitachon Hashem's going to do it. Just follow the Anan. You don't have to go through all of this. So for the Ramban, the notion of Bitachon is one that is, again, not just he's a big believer in it. The Ramban is someone who critiques and takes things that we would consider to be straight up normal behavior, responsible behavior. What many of us would say is a poshut fulfillment of Ein Sof Kanal HaNeis, and for the Ramban, it's a chisaron and bitachon. Our goal today is to understand a bit, what is the Ramban, what is bitachon, and how does it work, and what are actually the implications of that idea. The Ramban, theory and practice, what exactly, in theory, how does bitachon work, and in practice, how exactly is it implemented? Many of the Chovos HaLevavos, as well, does not agree with the Ramban, at least Pashtos, Rabbi Shaul Salanter pointed out, with his general orientation with a lot of these things. We've shown him questions here and there, the things Ramban points out. I'll try and reference some of them as we go along. And again, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll try to round out the picture a little bit. But today we're focusing on the Ramban. Let me just as far as some of the questions. The questions about Bitachon, of what that means, what are its implications, and how that works with the Shtadlis, are questions that come up in life, some in very extreme circumstances. I believe that when the former Rosh Hashiva, Rav Avidan's daughter, passed away, and she was very sick, and she was in Denver for a long time, I think, and Rav Avidan was very close to Rav Yashiv. So part of the, I think Rav Yashiv got, she was asked a shayla, I think I heard this once, as to midin, like, hilchos bitachon. She was like terminally ill. At that point, what does she chayav to believe? Is she chayav to believe midin bitachon that she's going to be healed? Is she chayav to believe that Hashem's in charge? What exactly is she mechuyav? So that's a machol guess between Tachaz Nish and others. These are heavy questions. In a much more insignificant, obviously, level, but I remember when I majored in psychology in college, I'm a little bit of like a, I don't know how to say it. I tend to take these things like very, very seriously. I need to like study a lot before tests, and it's how I function. I used to always, as happens in college, you have a friend or two that you end up studying with a lot. So there's one friend that you study with all the time, who now I think is actually a psychologist. So he used to, he learned for a long time after college, but I think eventually he went to get a PhD or a PsyD. So he used to always say, sometimes we were studying, and it's late at night, that's what happens. And I remember him saying a couple of times, like, okay, so like, at what point is our Shtadlis ended? You have Rabbi Tachon, so at what point is your Shtadlis, like, I'm done with it? At what point can I say, like, I trust, and like, that's okay. And like, I don't need to do anymore. And doing anymore may be a chisaron in your bitachon. There isn't a safe track right here. This is what Deschler points out in Mechtav Miliyahu. There isn't a safe mahalach. The mahalach of too much bitachon, so, not so pashut. Not so pashut. That's very, very dangerous. Too much bitachon is dangerous. It can lead to outright heresy. Too much bitachon, and then things don't fall out the way you want them to fall out. Too much bitachon, not engaging in your ishtadlis, and maybe that we have a chiyuv to engage in some ishtadlis. On the other end, too much ishtadlis, and there's a chisaron in your bitachon. Some of these things are not so simple. To know with Hashem what bitachon is, how bitachon works. Again, today we're going to try to, I guess, those are some questions, it's the practical questions, that are going to set the stage. So let's understand how things work for the Ramban. There is a Gemara Masech Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun Vav. The Gemara Masech Shabbos quotes a Machlokas, Yesh Mazal Yisrael or Ein Mazal Yisrael. Mazalos, the stars, certain things that are destined, people can look at, certain things are sort of set. Chukei hateva, to what extent nature determines what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael, or not. There are rules of nature. To what extent is Klal Yisrael bound by those rules of nature? Yesh mazal Yisrael, or ein mazal Yisrael? We bederach klal assume ein mazal Yisrael. This has certain halachic ramifications when it comes to the month of Adar. Post can talk about some things that we do or don't do then. Aseret Tshuva, some things we don't, 3 weeks, some things we do or don't, sometimes the post can relate to this. It's not so clear what Yesh Mazal and Mazal Yisrael really means. The Tshuva's Harashba there in verse number 5 has one shot of what that Machlokes is. Tosfos thinks that Ein Mazal Yisrael understands, and this is, again, Tosfos Hashita. We are governed by rules of Teva. You can't deny that. Rules of nature apply to Jews. We got it. Ein Mazal Yisrael means, says Tosfos, Mikol Makom Ayedei Zchus Gadol Mishtana, that through incredible Zchuyos, we have the ability, but incredible Zchuyos, we can change nature the way things are destined. But other than that, it sounds from Tosfos, Bederekal Les Man Depalik, we are more or less governed by nature. Let's just understand. To the extent to which we're governed by nature, so then I'm going to have to play by the rules of nature. If I'm governed by nature, if the way that things are going to work are just based on no miracles, no out-of-the-box miracles or no miracles at all are going to be involved. It's regular just my actions cause certain results. I'm playing by the rules of Teva. So then lich ora, I'm going to have to engage in a lot of hishtadlus. Because if I don't engage in hishtadlus, nothing's changing. If I want to make sure I'm going to have food, so for zchus gadol, certain things can change. But without zchus gadol, if you want food, you have to go to a store and buy food. You have to get a job to have money to go to the store and buy food. Mazel, if there's certain, we are bound by rules of nature, so I have to function within those rules. Ein mazel Yisrael for Tosfos means that through enormous zechuyos, sometimes things can change. But I can't live a life under the assumption I'm going to have those enormous zechuyos. I have to live a life under the presumption that I'm bound by nature, and therefore let me function as such. The Ramban in his Perush al HaTorah understands the following. He has a different mahalach on what Ein Mazel Yisrael means. This is a mahalach that impacts a lot of things for the Ramban. He says in a couple of places, in Dvarim Yud Ches Yud Gimel, in Sefer HaMitzvot, he says it again in Parsha, in Bereishis Perek Yud Zayin. Let me try and articulate it as follows. The Ramban understands Klal Yisrael is bound by the rules of nature applies to Klal Yisrael. It's a unique, just like they apply to non-Jews, there's one idea called rules of nature that apply. But the Ramban understands that all of Schar Ve'onash, when the Torah says, if you keep mitzvos, there'll be rain. If you don't keep mitzvos, there'll be a drought. All Schar Ve'onash, says Ramban, is predicated on the idea, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that based on our Avodas Hashem, we can, the Ribono Shel Olam engages in Nisim to change what nature is. Ramban here. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. V'na'at Aval. Em Yisman Davar Mehem Ne'em Marako Veshemayim Ki Hu Elokeya Halokim El Yona HaKol. God in charge of everything. Even if I'm told, based on rules of nature, that this is what's going to happen, still, everything can change. The extent to which a person becomes closer to Ribono Shel Olam, so even if it's not rules of nature, better things will happen. And the extent to which a person is more distant and engages in sin and doesn't have faith in God, so then bad things can happen, even if it's not really considered to be part of nature. So the Ramban understands as follows, and this is a chiddush, this is unlike the Ramban. The Torah tells us, for example, not to engage in any forms of sorcery. The Torah tells us, for example, not to engage in any of these people that are darshim es ha'asidos. Don't go to people who are going to tell you what's going to happen in the future. The Rambam understands, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, you know why I don't go to people who are going to look at the stars and tell me what's going to happen? Because it's foolish. It's not chachma. It's narishkeit. So says the Rambam, don't go to some guy that Torah is asking, a part of Shoftim, going to some of these people because it's worthless. It's foolish. The Ramban says, no, some of these things are toevas, but the Ramban says some of these things of looking at the stars and figuring things out, some of these, says the Ramban, are chachma bagayim. Some of these things are wisdom the non-Jews have. Some of it works. Some of it's true. Why then, says the Ramban in Parshas Shoftim, if it's really true, that there is, they can look and see based on nature, they can look and see based on the stars, what are the rules of nature? How are the rules of nature going to apply to you? And therefore, what's going to happen? It's a chachma, it's not sin, it's a Ramban. People confirm this stuff. Chazal seem to believe in this stuff. So if that's true, the Ramban says, why can't I ask them? If it's going to tell me Teva, why can't I ask them? So Ramban points out, what do the Pesukim say? The Pesukim say, don't go to them, go to a Navi. You want to know what's going to happen? Nature, it's true that nature is shayach to us. It's true it's shayach to us. But says the Ramban, you want to really understand what's going to happen, you got to talk to a Navi. Because a Navi understands not just nature, but beyond nature. And what ultimately is going to govern our actions are not going to be the rules of nature. It's not going to be that. What's going to impact our actions ultimately, says the Ramban, kfi, that the extent to which we are dependent on Ribono Shel Olam, we become closer, we rely on, that is going to alter, says the Ramban, what happens to us. If we do that, we're going to be okay. If we don't do that, things are going to be much, much trickier. If you look again in Bereishit, Yedzayin Yudalef, he says it out there. Avraham et ben Tishim Shanim et Hashanim Ve'er Hashem Avraham Yomer Elav Ani Kel Shakai. The Baal Shem reveals himself as Kel Shakai. He says Ve'yeh Tamim. What does Tamim mean there? So if you look, one of the things that he points out, Aval Va'inyan B'Shneim Shiyamim Belibo Kekiyos Baruch Hu Levad Hu Ba'yecholot Kaz in charge of everything. Aval Yigzer Belibo Shakol Biyad Elyon Ha'Elyonim. Everything is controlled by God. Shehu Kel Vehu Kel Shakai. Oseh Tova Shelo Haya B'Mazal. He can do good for you that's not part of the rules of nature, not there in your mazalos. And he can bring you bad things if your mazal is supposed to be good. Rules of nature are all supposed to be good. You're destined for good. Your bones can change that and make it worse. According to the extent which a person walks in front of him. So Ramban understands, bitachon is the recognition of the following. It's all taloi in God. There are rules of nature, but I'm now bound by it. If I'm closer to Ribono Sha'olam, it's going to be good. And if I'm more distant from Ribono Sha'olam, it's not going to be as good. And the extent to which I understand and I recognize that, it's going to impact l'chora a couple of different things. But for the Ramban, that's what Bitachon seems to be. It's the recognition that the Ribono Sha'olam is in charge. Look how he says it here in Sefer Mitzvos. He's the one in charge. We should go to him if we know what's going to happen. It's all done through Ribono Shel Olam. That is bitachon. To trust that our actions are going to determine things. We are not bound by normal rules of nature. A quick qualification. The Beis Yosef quotes a tshuva of the Ramban, where the Ramban writes, that let's say you find out based on rules of nature. You don't go to one of those people who can be Dorish to Mazalos to tell you what's going to happen. Let's say I find out. The Ramban writes in the Tshuva there, it's real. You really ain't so fanal anes. You can't assume the Rebbe is going to do anes for you and save you from it. So if you do find out about it, you really do have to be concerned for it. But as far as where's the good place to search? Where are you really supposed to go? The Ramban understands, and this is, again, some places you really shouldn't care about that. Some places he says you have to be choshesh for it. But the Ramban, bitachon is all time in Bonosh Olam. Nature, all those things are totally, are not going to determine what ends up happening. Questions? Yeah.
According to the Rambam, that the Dorish Hasidus are really worthless. Why did Torah Bible try to tell us that it's us or building? Just waste our time.
Oh, for the Rambam?
Yeah.
I think for the Rambam, that is sort of the message. I mean, people thought it was good, and the Torah is giving you a heads up, like, this is foolish.
Torah, does that mean?
For the Rambam, I think so. For the Rambam, I think so, yeah.
I think
all those things. Yeah. Some of those may be easier to change based on your actions, some of them less. That's our Ramban idea about miracles. The way that people will like view things from like a geopolitical perspective, you know, that may be easier to maneuver a bit because there are a lot of variables that shift. Gravity would therefore be a harder thing to shift. Lich Ora, although, you know, not my area, yeah.
When you said that the more mitzvahs you do, the closer to Hashem, the better things are for you, right? So you're saying the more Hashem...
Can I ask you a qualification there? The Ramban is a separate sefer called Shara Gemul. The Ramban in Shara Gemul talks a little bit about, there's a lot about Tzadik V'Ralo and Rasha V'Tovlo. You have to understand some of these things in light of the Ramban's there. The Ramban, Pashas does not mean like, and if you just keep Torah Mitzvah, it's like, next thing you know, like, your life's going to be amazing and everything you ever wanted is totally going to happen. The Ramban, it's much more complex. Again, especially if you believe in things like Golgulim, if you believe in, again, there's multiple factors. The Ramban there, it's a very important discussion in Shar HaGmul as far as, like, how exactly some of this stuff works and why sometimes people that seem to be tzaddikim have very hard lives.
Is it good or is it like Hashem involves himself more personally?
So that's a Shaila that we'll talk about. It sounds in certain places that it's a question of good. It's a bit of a shaila if we were, let's say this is like a four-part series on Bitachon, which I don't think it is. So we would talk about, this is my focus, I mentioned earlier, between the Chazanish, they quote from Chazanish and Reb Sel Salanter, sometime the Chazanish and a lot of the Rishonim, sometime the Chazanish Rishonim, as to whether Bitachon means I believe that everything's going to turn out for the best, or I believe that God is in control. That's going to be a shaila. That's Chazanish and Bitachon stuff here. Okay. I want to talk about three or four sort of implications of the Ramban's idea. Some of these we're going to get a little bit practical, some of them a bit less practical. Let's go. Implication number one. The Ramban believes this is a mitzvah, one of the Taryag. The Ramban adds on to the Rambam's Taryag mitzvah. Ramban thinks some of these he quoted Rambam are wrong. Got to add some on. Sefer mitzvah, Shichas Asin, mitzvah say ches. He reiterates this, or writes in his Peirush on HaTorah, also there in Parsha Shoftim, the Pasuk of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alkecha. The Ramban understands that this is a mitzvah mida oraisa. We know, just to get some background, there is a Machlokes HaRishonim whether emuna gets counted as a mitzvah mida oraisa. The Rambam in mitzvah Aleph counts emuna as a mitzvah. The Behag does not. The Ramban there attempts to explain what's going on. The Ramban here counts a separate mitzvah of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alkecha. Let's read it a little bit to understand. First implication, this is a real Ramban thinks, there's a real chiyav, a mitzvah. This is not just not like how things work. This is a question of, you have to actually believe in some of these things. That's an important distinction. There are questions in Machshava that come up. Gilgulim, reincarnation, transmigration of the souls. What happens? That's an important question in Machshava. I don't think any of the Rishonim think you have a chiyav to, you know, understand any of this of how that works or to believe in them or not believe in them. It may be important. Reb Sadigon doesn't believe in it and many Rishonim do believe in it. That's all. But there's not everything in Machshava becomes an obligation. The Ramban understands this becomes a chiyav. What is that chiyav? Let's read it here today for mitzvos. We should turn only to God. He does everything. He knows everything that's going to go on in the future. Don't get involved in other things. God's in charge of nature. He set it all up. And therefore, you have a chiyav to believe that to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam and not to rely on others. Bitachon means relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam, relying on Nevi'im, on relying on the message that we get through that kind of a means, Urim V'tum and the like, but not going to other places to clarify the future. Real, pure bitachon, says the Ramban, number one, it is a mitzvah. Number two implication for the Ramban, aside from you have to actually maybe believe this stuff for the Ramban, like you're chayiv to. Number two, the Ramban, this is a story by Chaim David Safdstein pointed out. It's interesting. You see Ramban, and if you're not thinking about Bitachon, you don't notice that he says this, but if you're playing it, there is a Machlokas HaRishonim between Ram and the Ramban about the mitzvah of tefillah. Is there a mitzvah midoraisa of tefillah? The Rambam famously writes that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day. That is the Rambam. The Ramban argues with the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Ezia Vodesh Abelev, or Tefillah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah midoraisa to davening. The Ramban says there's no mitzvah midoraisa to daven every day. It's only a smachta. Then the Ramban says, maybe the smach, the Magen Avraham quotes, holds like this as well, that maybe there is a mitzvah midoraisa to daven be'es tzara. There's a mitzvah to daven when Klal Yisrael, or maybe even individuals, are in somewhat troubling circumstances, there becomes a mitzvah midoraisa of tefillah. Listen to how the Ramban says out that mitzvah midoraisa in an es tzara. The Ramban writes, I find this soon, no? One second. Okay. First he says that maybe tefillah is not a mitzvah at all. Tefillah is just an opportunity. Then he says, okay, maybe it really is a mitzvah. The mitzvah al kol tzara v'tzara shetavo al tzibor. Whenever there's a tzara that comes, so then we are supposed to follow. Shemichlal avoda shenil motor v'nishpal elav be'es atzaros. To learn more and to daven be'es atzaros. V'siyena einenu v'libenu elav levado ke'ene avadim el yad adonayim. Part of the mitzvah midoraisa of tefillah for the Ramban be'es tzara. You'll hear that mitzvah quoted a lot. Eitzara, the Ramban says you got to daven in an Eitzara. That act of davening, so Ramban adds you have to learn also. The Ramban understands it's not stam a bakasha I'm now making from Ribono Sha'olam. It's that dafka be'esara, says the Ramban, why am I turning to Ribono Sha'olam? Through tefillah. Why am I turning to Ribono Sha'olam by increasing my Talmud Torah? Because what's behind it is the belief, hakol, it's all from Ribono Sha'olam. It's all from God. And tefillah at that moment, the act of tefillah, when we sit there during Shemona Esrei, says the Ramban, it's not just stam an act. Can I please have something? Part of tefillah, bifrat be'es, especially be'esara, is the recognition that ultimately that which we need, the everything is tuloy in Ribbono. So tefillah becomes more valuable. Tefillah becomes more valuable because it's called kulo tuloy in Ribbono Sha'olam. Kefi our maisim, kefi the extent to which we are dependent on Ribbono, then things are going to get. That's how you're going to deal with it. Levadu is it's all tuloy. He built the world. He set up the rules of Teva, and he has control to change the rules of Teva. Umos HaOlam, says the Ramban, are kokulo bound by rules of Teva. They follow rules of Teva. That's how they should act. And if you master those rules of Teva, so you can have a Beseder life, I get how things work. We're not bound by rules of Teva. They apply to us, we're not bound by them. And Be'esara, we need a change of the rules of Teva. Be'esara, we need. It's going bad. Our maisim aren't so good to turn to Ribono Shalom. Hakol levat. It's all from Him. And that's tefillah be'esara. The third implication, and this is the one that is the most wild, and this is the one that taken to an extreme, what function does Hishtadlus serve for the Ramban? Hishtadlus, I'm studying for that test. Take a step back. I'm going to college. What function does Hishtadlus have? A person with real bitachon, mamish, real, real bitachon, complete awareness that it's all tali in God. So what function does Hishtadlus have? To say it a little bit differently, because this is where the Ramban talks about it in a very famous comment, the Torah tells virapo yirape, a person who is sick should go to a doctor. The Ramban, the Chazal tell us in Maseches Baba Kama, mikan, we learn, Chazal gave Rishus, Lirofe Lirapos. The Torah gives permission to go to a doctor. That day in the Gemara, in and of itself, is thought provoking. Rishus, Lirofe Lirapos. Like, you know, what would I have thought? Is one of the I would have thought I can't go to a doctor. Kemasmon, you're allowed to. That stam is interesting. I mean, what was the Havamina? Havamina was no doctors? Maybe. What's the Kamash Malan? We may talk about this next week more. Rishus, what does Rishus mean? It's optional. The Ramban understands, and this is where the Ramban gets a little bit wild, that real, if you were on a certain Madrega, doctors would not really be necessary. Doctors wouldn't be necessary. Hishtadlus is totally, why are you sick? You're sick because the rules of Teva make you sick? Maybe. You're sick because your maisim aren't as... Going to doctors is playing by the rules of Teva. Umos ha'olam, that are entirely determined by rules of Teva, by rules of nature, should go to doctors. But says Ramban, if you had a certain madriga, we understand that rules of Teva don't apply to us. And because rules of Teva don't apply to us, so then I can change what's predetermined. I can alter certain things. So Zach the Ramban, okay, so let me alter certain things. Why is the Ramban says... you know who's better to go to than the doctor? The Navi. The Navi will tell you what's going on, Klapei Shemaya, and how you can rectify things, and what's really going to happen, and how you can change. That's where you... The Ramban opens up for a perspective as far as Hishtadlus goes, that is, he's minimizing Hishtadlus a lot. Minimizing Hishtadlus. This, by the way, this helps understand something which is very important, which is Maimer Chazal, the Rosh Kotzal Torah, that probably also should bother... What happens? Yosef HaTzadik sitting in prison. Sar Mashkim comes. He interprets the dream. And what does he say to him? Can you please remember me? I'm stuck in prison. Can you please remember me? And what did Chazal say? Because of that, Chisaron and Bitachon of saying, can you please remember me? Yosef spent two more years in prison. Where's the chisaron in bitachon? He said to the guy, remember me. That's a chisaron. That's part. So if you're a Ramban-oriented person, the Beis Halevi will talk about it next week, and that if you're a real Ramban-oriented person, so it's much simpler to understand what's going on here. Real bitachon is its only taloi on Ribono Shalom. And there's no need at all to try and get other people involved. Maybe the Sar Mashkim is going to be your savior, but you don't have to ask him to take care of you. You should only be looking there. People of a certain Madrega, that's where they go first. If you want to look in source number 16, I think we have part of it. Shaul Salanter has a famous comment where he contrasts the Bitachon of Chovos Halvavos Bitachon of the Ramban. The Chovos Halvavos was much more into Hishtadlus. Our lives, where we focus on Hishtadlus, they're much more in line with what the Chovos Halvavos describes. We'll see how we relate to the Ramban in a second, but they're much more involved. He points out, again, the Ramban from Shaul Salanter, HaBitachon hu lehashlich al Hashem levad yavo belishum siba. Real bitachon is just becoming totally, totally dependent. U'mashadarshu razal v'rapo yirapay, hainu shenitan reshut l'rofei l'rapos, aval ha'oved ha'shalem, in roi lidus klal b'refuas tibis. A real, real oved Hashem with pure, holy bitachon, no need for doctors at all. V'l'diday, gam b'parnasa, ein sarich shum hishtadlus, rak bitachon Hashem. The Rebbe Shaul said it after Ramban, Parnasa, just have complete bitachon. The way that I heard someone say it once, and this is like a Star Wars movie just came out. No, new one to come out
soon.
Okay, this is the best way that I can even potentially get. If you have pure bitachon, 100%. I heard from someone years ago, 100% pure bitachon, that this cup right now will be filled with Diet Peach Snapple. If I had complete bitachon, I'll get a nice thing of mango mixed rebar right here. It'd be here. If I was kol kulo talay. Now, do we know for sure it would be rebar? I love dafka. But some point, that's what happened with Rashbi and his son learning in a kit. They had complete bitachon and their bone and soul just took care of it. They were totally on a certain darga. Complete bitachon, Rabbanu Shlomo took care of it. I think that's like the, you know, like the, what's it called, like the Jedi mind tricks, whatever it is. Like, you can just like complete believe it, and it'll, some of that stuff will.
Not a Jedi mind trick. It's okay. We'll talk later.
Okay. Sorry for the Star Wars people amongst us. If I just like offended you, I'm not sure it bothered me that much if I got it wrong, but I do realize that it did bother you at least. Okay. It's a very wild Ramban kind of an idea. Let's now point out a couple of things. And this will, let's chazer and conclude. The conclusion is very important. The Ramban in Bitachon is a believer in the following, again, a couple of yesodos in a structured kind of a way. There are rules of nature. There are mazalos. There are rules that God put in place and God's in control of. Umos ha'olam, says the Ramban, are tulling in them. Jews have the ability, Ein Masli Yisrael, unlike Tosfot that thinks only because God all things can change, the Ramban understands, to the extent to which we become closer, we become more dependent, we will be in better shape. To the extent to which we're further away, so that's Schar V'Onesh, the Bones is going to say, you're going to get punished. In that sense, all Schar V'Onesh are really Nisim that are going against Teva. All Schar V'Onesh are going against the rules of nature. The Ramban understands that because of this, there's really a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to believe that we're kol kulo, the extent to which we're really taloi. Not to look at other places, but to be look at Navi, don't go to people who can be, you know, darshim is hamazalos. The Ramban understands that tefillah, part of the act of tefillah based tzara, is not just davening, but davening with this awareness and recognition. The Ramban, therefore, is going to minimize the shtadlus. Now, the Star Wars, we'll try to pin that down next week as to whether it's really that extreme. But again, those that invoke it with the Shem Bar Yochai and the like, that's something which, you know, seems to be that there are people that are actually on, you know, a certain madriga like that. Let's try to point out, and because of this, we understand more. I think a little bit now. When the Ramban critiques Avraham Avinu for going down from Mitzrayim, you know, from going down to Mitzrayim, from leaving Eretz Yisrael, and others say Ein Sochan Al Neis. For the Ramban, that's like part of Bitachon was not going down. It's a very, very high and ambitious standard of Bitachon the Ramban has. And for the Ramban, Bitachon is so important. A lot of the Dor HaMidbar, where we're trying, the Nisayon of the Mon is the Nisayon of Bitachon. We're trying, they're both trying to cultivate a certain darg of Bitachon and a complete dependence. And that's something which Ramban is a very big believer in. Two things that we have to conclude with. Number one, we do not paskin l'maisa like this Ramban. We go to doctors. We engage in a form of a shtadlist to help us get a parnasa. That's for one of two reasons. Either because, as we'll see next week, we hold like some of the other deos, or it's because even the Ramban is talking about people of a certain madrega who are able to be so tali. But if we're not able to sort of break the rules of the mazal, so we have to function based on nature a bit, and we have to deal with that parnasa. We definitely are not so mech on this. There are maises here and there of like tzaddikim from previous generations of like, you know, like Reb Chaim Volozhiner here. I think the Shomer Emunim quotes something from it. There, you can find here and there. We do not follow these Rambans lemaisa as far as some of the hishtadlus implications. But, and I think this is important, that we don't follow it all the way doesn't mean that we shouldn't live lives that are informed and inspired by it. We may not go as far, and we'll see next week, the Chobos HaVavos doesn't go as far. Definitely some Achorim that don't go as far. It doesn't mean that we don't live with the recognition of the extent to which the Ribbono Shel Olam is in control of things, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who really determines things. When we come and we try and plan things in life, we try and make good decisions. So we want to make good decisions. It's something that function based on Chukei HaTeva. Decisions that make sense. But woe unto the person that if a primary factor in his decision is not Ribbono Shel Olam, is not an awareness of the extent to which Ribbono Shel Olam is there. If you follow the news, there was like an interesting give and take here in Eretz Yisrael. When the situation, and Baruch Hashem, it's a bit better, and it should continue to get much better. It was really not that good. You have some saying, okay, we have to mechazik in Torah and Tefillah. And you had, there was a well-known Rav in the Tilumi world who said, that's not what we need. We have to mechazik in our, like, police force and our, you know, that's what we have to be mechazik in if the people are trying to attack us. A person needs both as far as where we're at. Whatever the hishtadlus is, and we have to have that hishtadlus, and we value the hishtadlus, we're in a yeshiva predicated on the notion that hishtadlus is significant. Haraya, we are a hezder yeshiva. But we are a yeshiva that's also predicated as a frum, but the notions of bitachon, and the values of bitachon, to trust and to believe, while at the same time to engage in certain forms of hishtadlus, that is all, the Torah tells us that, you know, to have an army in times of Muhammad. These are things that are important, and these are things that we are trying to balance, but definitely to be infused with some of these lessons of the Ramban. To live life sometimes, and a minimum, just to ask the question, you know, to bring in some bitachon here as a chiyuv. I'm doing something, what does my bitachon actually demand? A guy's making plans in life. You're making plans as to where I'm going for school, I'm making plans what I'm doing for the summer. You have to, on the one hand, make good, intelligent decisions based on Chukei HaTeva, what's a good, rational thing to do. A person also has to ask himself, you know, what realm is Bitachon playing in? I'll just end with a bit of maaser. Rabbi Shalom Carmi, who's a professor at NYU, said that he once met with the Lichtenstein, talking about whether they should go into, whether he should go into Chinuch. And Rabbi Carmi is exceptionally intelligent, really exceptionally. Varun, obviously, you know, you're dealing with giants of intellect, of Lichtenstein. So they were talking they spoke for like, you know, I think it was like a 2-hour conversation about whether Rabbi Carmi should go into chinuch at all, do education, do work. And he went back and forth about different sfeikos here, different sfeikos there. And Rav Aaron, you know, like after a long conversation talking about it, so it seems like, you know, it makes sense for him to go into it. Rabbi Carmi then said to Rav Aaron, but what about concerns, you know, other concerns like X, Y, and Z? And Rav Aaron turned to him after that, you know, that 2-hour conversation, said to him, Shalom, end of the day, you either have bitachon or you don't. We can engage in a lot of good conversations, of substantive analysis of what's going on, of making good. You gotta have the 2-hour conversation. You gotta have the conversation of weighing where it's at. But end of the day, we either do or we don't, and we have to be ambitious enough to have a level of bitachon that sometimes we can make decisions and they should be infused with the recognition that it's about the Ribono Shalom, that he determines things and he's the one that Hakol Taloi Bo Yisparach. Okay, guys, have a great Shabbos.